Page 84. Read. Exercise 2B.
What's your favorite story about a time you got lost? Ed R., July 27th. When I was in my 20s, I went to Colombia to study. On my second day in Bogota, I went out to meet some friends for lunch, but I think I had the wrong address. I walked around for a long time, but I couldn't find the restaurant. Soon, I had no idea where I was. I was a little scared, but then I heard music. I smiled and followed the sound around the corner to a small square. There was a group of musicians playing cumbia, the traditional music of Colombia. A few people were dancing. I watched and listened for a little while. Then the dancers invited me to join them. I don't think I was very good at it, but I had a great time. When the music ended, I thanked the dancers and started walking. Now I wasn't scared at all. I was excited to see more of Bogota. I went into a small bakery across the street. Everything looked delicious, so I bought a piece of cake. I took one bite, and I knew at that moment that I loved Colombia. Almost every day for the next few months, I returned to that bakery. Now, almost 20 years later, I can still remember the taste of that cake. After a few visits, I became friends with the owner and his family. Later, they invited me to their home for Colombia's Independence Day. I learned something that day. Getting lost can be an adventure. Since that visit to Bogota, I have been lost many times in many different places. When I go to a new city, I don't use the GPS on my phone. I follow my mood, not a map. When I get lost, I make wonderful discoveries, like a neighborhood street market, a beautiful view of the mountains that is not in any guidebook, or, best of all, a new friend.